Before I go into how do you generate the time for intimacy, there's something called intentionality, something called intentional. You need to be intentional about everything you do regarding your relationship. Nothing in this life comes easy. Nothing. Getting money is not easy. Even waking up, sleeping and waking up is not easy. But when you are intentional about anything, you get it. So most people out there that you realize, okay, they get married today and in a year time they believe they can't stay together any longer. Oh, I have made a mistake. Oh, this, oh, that. It's because they aren't intentional. Most people even get into marriage even without asking, what's your plan? What's your vision regarding this marriage? So you get married blindly, believing everything will just work accordingly, without asking, do you plan that getting married for a year or 2 years? You know, some people actually have the number of months, years they want to get married. If you don't ask, you won't know. So there are some important questions you should actually ask before you say, I do. When you are in a relationship, there are some questions you just need to ask. So when you get into marriage, some things will just come out and you're shocked, like, so you had all of this package in you and I didn't know. You understand? So it's very, very important we are intentional. Intentional to keep the marriage, intentional to keep the relationship, intentional to be intimate with your spouse or your partner. It's very, very important. Also, in marriage, one fundamental thing that is a foundation in marriage is love and submission. It's another way of being hurt when you submit and when he loves. It's another way of being sexually intimate